Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Business Innovators Radio. This is Marco Salinas, your host, and we're with another very special episode of the Business Networking Influencers podcast. And joining us here today, a special guest, Mr. Jacob Warren. Jacob is with Financial Planning HQ, and he services his clients in the San Antonio and surrounding areas. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you for having me, Marco. Very excited to be here and talk with you today.
Awesome. So we'll dive right in, Jacob. I've got some questions to ask you about you and your business, and as well, obviously, information for anyone that might be interested in working with you here. I think this will be very helpful for them as you go along and educate us about what it is that you do. So first question that I have for you is this. Tell us about Financial Planning HQ and how you're helping your clients.
Yeah, great. So Financial Planning HQ, so we're an RIA. We're registered with the state of Texas. We have been Financial Planning HQ since 2018, as of about a month and a half ago, officially an RIA. So we're able to do exactly what we were able to run our business exactly how we want to, which is such a huge benefit. Because we're a little bit different from the industry standard. We charge a little bit different. We work with our clients in a lot more of a close relationship type of thing. So we know them very well. And what we're trying to accomplish, we're trying to get our message out of completing financial roadmaps. And, you know, what that means is we sit down 45 minutes. We talk about your values. We talk about your goals. And then we kind of use that to give you recommendations and say, hey, these are the things you need to do in order for you to be successful and accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. So really right now, the business, you know, we're out there in you know, client acquisition mode. We're just trying to meet as many people as possible.
Got it. Great information. Yep. I appreciate you sharing that. Could you explain some of the benefits and advantages of spending time with someone like you with the intention of getting their financial house in order?
Yeah, definitely. So the financial world, especially now, it can be very complicated, tricky, hard to, you know, hard to make decisions on what to do with so much information out there, right? So, you know, you can certainly try and do it on your own, but, you know, obviously that comes with risks. And so what we offer and what we're able to do for our clients is say, hey, we'll take this whole financial piece of your life off of your plate, and we're going to handle everything for you. We're going to tell you exactly what all the moving parts are. We're going to tell you exactly what you need to do so that you're successful and that, you know, you don't have to worry about it, right? You can live your life. You can be with your family. You can run your business, and that you know that Jacob and Financial Planning HQ, they're taking care of all the nitty gritty. They're making sure your investments are doing what they should be doing. They're making sure that you're saving the right amount of money so you can retire when you want to. And really just giving our clients peace of mind that they know that, hey, these guys they're working for me. They're out there working. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to watch the market 24/7. We got these guys doing it for us. And, you know, that's such a tremendous benefit, especially if you're a business owner, because, you know, it's, as a business owner myself, there's so much going on in our lives that it's something always kind of drops off the wayside, whether it's, you know, family time or your finances or your business. So having somebody doing that for you is such a huge benefit. And that's really where we operate in our sweet spot.
Absolutely, man. That makes a lot of sense. You know, focus on doing what you do best, right, and delegate the rest has always been my thing, right? And yep, and let the professionals do what the professionals do. You guys spend all your time on this, right? And that's, yep, all you do. And that's all you focus on while we're over here raising our families and living our lives and working and things. And we really just don't have a lot of time to give to that, to focus on that arena. So it makes a lot of sense to find someone that is really good at it and that's all they do, and then let them handle that for you, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Absolutely. Exactly right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some of the myths or misconceptions that might be out there. I'm sure there's plenty. Anything related to financial matters, there are plenty of them. But I want to first ask you about myths, right? When it comes to hiring a financial planner, or, you know, just simply overall deciding that you want to get your financial house in order. So, and remember, a myth is misinformation or misrepresentation of facts spread by the media or the industry itself. Okay.
Right.
So with that in mind, what are some of the bigger myths that you see out there?
So I'll go with, there's two myths and they're on both sides of the spectrum in terms of a type of a situation that a person's in, right? So the first would be a young person just starting out, you know, I don't need a financial advisor. I don't have anything. That's a myth. And the reason that's a myth is because there are things that you can be doing, even if you don't, if you can save $25 a month, you know, and you multiply that over many years of saving, you're going to be successful. And how you do that, you know, it's not intuitive to a lot of people. We're not taught a lot about finances, the economy, things like that in school. So having somebody to work with, a financial advisor or financial planner, is a great place to start, because even if you're not working directly with someone like myself, I can tell you, hey, start a Roth IRA, start saving money in your savings account. Maybe take out a term policy, $20 a month, get some life insurance, take care of your family, things like that. Sure. So on that end, it's a myth that, you know, if you're young, you don't need a financial advisor because you don't have a ton of money. That's a myth. You should be working with somebody, and really just to get the ball rolling. That way you're setting yourself up for success in the future. And on the other end of that would be somebody who's wildly successful, have all the money in the world, saying, hey, well, you know, I'm very successful. I've made all this money. I'm really smart. I don't need to be working with somebody. I can just do it myself. And sure, there are cases of that where, you know, where people can do that. They have the bandwidth. They're smart enough. They have the time to do it. But on the other end, there are things that you can miss that may not affect you as a super successful, wealthy person. But let's say you don't have your estate planning done correctly. You pass away and then people come out of the woodwork, they're fighting over all of your money. I mean, it can be a real mess if you're not working with somebody who has your best interests in mind, who's getting all the things done and making sure that they're done. And really, you know, like I mentioned earlier, taking that off of your plate so that you know, it's like, hey, I'm working with this guy. He knows what he's doing and everything's where it should be. And I have everything that I need. And, you know, and I would say anything in between that, I mean, it's you should be working with someone regardless of your situation, even if you're just trying to get out of debt. Things like that. You can come up with a plan for that. You may not be planning for retirement or savings, but you're planning on paying off things so you can position yourself to be more successful later on in life. So that's the most common myth. And I've met with people on both sides of the aisle there where they're like, well, you know, I just got out of college. I don't have any money to invest with you. So why am I here? Sure. Well, you're here because I can still help you. And I'm willing to sit down and help you regardless of where, you know, if I'm going to be working with you or not.
Sure. Absolutely. And maybe expound just a little bit further on a misconception that someone might have. For example, I would think someone might say, well, maybe this costs too much. Maybe the guy's fees are too high and it won't justify, you know, outsourcing that. Or maybe it just takes too much time, you know, to sit down and go through these things. But from what I understand, there is a big ROI in working with someone like you, both in your time investment as well as any type of financial, you know, fees, let's call it, you know, to hire someone like you. What have you seen with both of those categories? Is it typically worthwhile and worth the investment?
It is, yes. And there's a couple of things that I can do for people to show them that, hey, this is definitely worth your time and your energy and your effort. And I can run the numbers on that and show them exactly how much money this is going to save them.
There you go.
A big problem in our industry, and it's a very broken industry in this regard, is that people don't really know what they're paying their financial advisor. Because a lot of the times, you know, you're working with your buddy from college, he's charging you some percentage, maybe 1%. I hear that a lot. But that's, you know, it's 1%. So that can mean anything. It depends how much money is in your account. But what I do for my clients in that situation is I'll say, here's what we call a truth in fees report, a transparency report. This is what you're paying your current advisor. And this is what you would be paying me. And usually I'm less expensive, which is a good thing, makes my job a little easier. But, you know, and then you multiply that over years, 10, 20 years, you're saving a ton of money by working with me. And I'm not just investing your money. I'm doing your estate planning for you. I'm making sure your taxes are in good order. You're working with a CPA, your risk management's in order. And then of course your investments and you're accomplishing your goals and that you're successful. So I'm offering this whole list of things and I'm actually doing them. I'm not just saying them, I'm doing them for you and yep. holding you accountable to do the things you need to do to be successful. Whereas a lot of my competition would just be managing your assets. Hopefully you stay with them for a long time so they can keep charging you a fee. And that's really it. Sure. So, you know, I think that's a huge benefit. And like I had mentioned, it's really technical and kind of, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds on it, but we can run that in our calculator, our financial planning calculators and software and say, hey, look, you work with us over 20 years, you're going to save $250,000. And that's not an exaggeration. I've done some that are more than that.
Wow.
Just by the way that we charge and taking that investment fee off.
So then really, I think, Jacob, it sounds to me like it's probably far more expensive not to talk to someone like you, right? I think that's what's really expensive is not letting somebody who's an expert handle this, right? And trying to do it on your own. That can... DIY is sometimes far more costly. Mm-hmm. We think we're saving, right? But then we create bigger problems for ourselves or we do it wrong. And so then now we've got a lawsuit or, I mean, the list goes on, right? And so that's why I think it's important to really hire a professional and you know, they know what they're doing. So let them do it, right? So exactly. Yeah, that's great info. Thank you for clarifying that.
Sure.
Can you share maybe an example of how you helped your clients overcome some of these, you know, myths or some of these fears or some of these obstacles that are out there when it comes to hiring someone to help them with what it is that you do?
Yeah, of course. So a big piece of that would be, like I had mentioned, the truth and fees report, telling you what you're paying in fees. And then the other thing is a lot of people, there's, I guess maybe it's like a mindset thing. They think that they don't need someone on their side because they think that person is like, you know, think of like a used car salesman, or, you know, that I'm just trying to sell them a product or an annuity or insurance or something, where it's completely the opposite. You know, I'm looking to provide value.
Sure.
Because I know that if I'm providing value, people are going to realize that and say, hey, this guy is not just out here trying to sell me stuff. This guy's looking out for my best interest and is invested, you know, and I am invested in them being successful, because if, you know, I tell my clients, if I'm not doing a good job, I mean, you can fire me whenever you want. But I'm going to do so much and I'm going to provide so much value and give you so many resources and access to information that it's going to be hard for you to want to fire me, because if you're not working with me anymore, then you're kind of out there on your own again, or you're Definitely. Searching for an advisor, searching for someone that you trust. So that's really what I do going into that. And, you know, I try to make that very clear. You know, if I think that someone's a good fit to work with us, I will let them know and say, hey, look, this is a good fit to work together. I can help you tremendously in a lot of areas, sure. You know, and just really give me the first year. And if within that first year, you don't see the value, you don't think I'm performing, I'm not worth the fee, then please, by all means, you know, fire me. It's not, you're not locked into anything crazy. It's just really, it's about building that relationship and the trust and providing all that value for the client.
Definitely. Yeah, no, I appreciate you clarifying that. It doesn't sound like there's a lot to lose. Really, to try that, you're not stuck in any, you know, multi-year, you know, obligations or contracts, and right. You're pretty much saying like, I have to put my money where my mouth is, you know, and if I don't, you're welcome to leave. You're welcome to find exactly. somebody else who is. So the burden right. is very much on you, and you sounds like you're willing to step up to the plate and mm-hmm. prove yourself. So not a whole lot of risk involved there when it comes to that type of a mindset. So that's great. I want to move a little bit more, Jacob, into your story about you personally and, you know, how you ended up in this world. Can you tell me a little bit about what inspired you to become a financial planner or a financial coach?
Yeah, definitely. So it's kind of a funny story. So I was at school, I was at UTSA, and I was kind of just, you know, taking classes, having a good time, I guess would be a good way to say it, just hanging out, you know. Sure. And I didn't really have a path. I didn't have a major. I was just kind of taking courses I thought were cool. And, you know, my dad, who I didn't know what he did. I didn't know what he did for work. I just knew he was always dressed nice and, you know, drove a nice car and, you know, seemed to know what he was doing. A lot of my friends would always joke that he was like in the Secret Service or something. I don't know. But yeah, he asked me, he's like, hey, like, you know, I do this. I have a group of clients. And at the time he was with MetLife. So he was doing a lot of life insurance and doing financial planning, but it was such a small piece of the business. It wasn't really focused. He's like, why don't you come work for me for a little bit, see if you like it. If you do like it, you know, you can decide if you want to get licensed and start producing on your own, or you can go back to school but figure out some sort of path to go down in terms of, you know, having a major or deciding to work with him. So, you know, I said, you know, why not? And got very into life insurance. I found it fascinating. It's kind of a nerdy side of me, I guess. I found the different uses for life insurance very, very interesting. And really decided, you know what, hey, I'm going to jump into this. I'm going to get licensed. So I got my life insurance and my Series 6 at the time to do all of that. And, you know, decided a few years after that I wanted to get into investment management. So I got my Series 7, which is, you know, kind of the big exam to be able to manage people's money for them. And then from there, that kind of led us to where we were in 2018, where we decided, it's like, hey, we want to take our financial planning vision that we have for our customers and clients and really take it to the public. And that did not fit in with working with a life insurance company, because they want you to sell life insurance. And we weren't doing that. We were doing financial.
Right.
Planning. Well, that led us to be independent. And then, you know, from our last affiliation, we had more freedom, but still not the full gamut of what we wanted to do and offer to our clients. So that led us to be an RIA, which is where we are now in 2022. And, you know, this is where we want to be. There's no more switching. This is the best way to do business, to have very personal relationships with our clients, know all the ins and outs. And, you know, something that I do that's a little different is I'm not open to business for everybody. Once I have 50 clients that are paying me my fee, that's it for me. I'm tapping out there, because it's a bandwidth thing. I can't work with 1,000 people and really give them all the service that I give all my clients, because it's at a high level. I mean, they're not just a number. So once I get to that 50 number, I'm either hiring someone else to bring in to do what we do, or I'm just going to stay there and manage my clients, and, you know, go from there. So, you know, it kind of went from life insurance to investments to now full scale financial planning. And this is, you know, we're here to stay. This is where the business needs to be. And I also, so we're a family business. I work with my dad, and also my brother is also a financial planner. So there's three of us here.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. Always love those family owned businesses. Very much the opposite of what we find at these big box places. You know what I mean? The big box, cubicle financial services type places. You know, you guys are very, usually very hands-on and very personal and very relationship centered. Like you said, you're not a number. You're not just some number in the equation. So I think that's what makes all the difference, man. And that's what a lot of businesses have gotten away from, that mindset in favor of just big growth, right? And that being the only thing that matters. So I think that's huge, a very important point of distinction. So thank you for sharing that, Jacob.
Sure.
I got one last question for you, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up. What is the most important thing that an individual or families or business owners should consider when they are evaluating a financial planner?
That's a very, very good question. You know, and I think the main thing would be figuring out if the person that you're, let's call it an interview, right? So you're shopping around to financial advisors, financial planners. You want to make sure that this person is really going into it with having your best interests in mind. So they should be able to describe to you in great detail what it is that they're going to offer you. And the biggest one is tell you exactly how much money you're going to pay. That's, you know, it sounds like the bare minimum, right? You go to the store, you know how much whatever it is you're buying costs. But when you're working with a financial advisor, for whatever reason, it's like hidden or something. It's like, sure, I don't want to tell them how much I'm going to charge. But, you know, just doing that in a way is a bit of a differentiator for us, because we tell them like, hey, this is exactly what you're going to pay us every year. And that's that.
Right.
And so that's a big thing. And you also want to make sure that the person is taking a look at everything and not just trying to invest your money for you. Because that goes back to being a number type of thing, right? This person is out there gathering assets, is what they call it. And he just wants to charge 1,000 people 1% a year and collect his paychecks. And that's really it. That's his job. Whereas on our end, you know, it's not, hey, just move your money over and we'll talk once a year. It's, you know, hey, we're going to do all this for you. We're going to meet four times a year. I'm going to track your goals. I'm going to make sure that you're successful. And I'm going to also hold you accountable to do the things that you said you were going to do so that you are successful, right?
Sure.
Because I have a vested interest, again, in you being successful because I want to keep you on as a client. But you have a vested interest in yourself being successful because it's your life. So, you know, the accountability piece is a big part of it. A lot of people in business are kind of scared to tell, I don't want to say tell the truth, but to have difficult conversations when you need to have them.
Right. No, I think it's a big part of it. Yeah.
And it's extremely important, especially in finance. You know, if you're going to retire next year, but you also want to buy a $200,000 car and that's going to affect your retirement. I mean, if I just say, oh, you know, go ahead, do it. I hope it works out. Or I tell you like, no, you should not do that. It's a bad decision. Having that type of person on your team, it could be a benefit rather than someone who's just going to be a yes man and tell you what you want to hear.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very good information, Jacob. Thank you so much for everything that you shared with us today. Lots of valuable info there. How can someone find out more about Jacob Warren and Financial Planning HQ and how you might be able to help them?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I have, I have a Google page, of course, and, I typically work from referral only from people I know or from my existing clients. But you know, of course my information is out there, Jacob Warren, Financial Planning HQ. My cell phone number is on my page and that's the best way to reach out. And you know, from there, we'll just have a conversation and then I'll take you through the process of getting your financial roadmap completed, which is a great exercise. And I think every single person on the planet could benefit from it. It's just what you learn your values, you learn your goals, and you learn where you are now, your financial picture. There's no harm in doing that.
Absolutely. And that about does it, folks, for another episode of Business Networking Influencers Podcast. Thank you so much, Jacob, for joining us today. We really enjoyed the info.
Of course. Thank you, Marco. Thanks for having
Absolutely.
Me.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.